Governor Andrew Cuomo's Commission on Education Reform got an earful at a public hearing held at the state capitol yesterday as speaker after speaker complained about a statewide school system that they say is in disarray. Here's WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Speaker after speaker voiced a litany of complaints, ranging from overtesting of students, excessive teacher bashing, and school districts drowning in debt. Martin Messner, who heads the Schoharie School Teachers Union, says his town was hit hard by Hurricane Irene last year. He says the school district has also had to suffer from a $1.6 million cut in state aid over the past several years, a significant hit in a $20 million budget. He says the number of teachers has shrunk from 123 to 80, and those left are continually asked to do more with less.
Every year, it gets worse, and there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. We see the school being transformed into a testing factory, where students as young as 8 are required to spend weeks sitting in chairs taking what seems to be an endless battery of tests. I've heard stories from teachers of students breaking down into tears because they can't sit any longer.
Others took issue with the federal Race to the Top grant money awarded to the state, saying the funds don't cover the full cost of revamping teacher evaluations, devising even more tests and other requirements. Jim Viola is with the School Administrators Association.
Race to the Top, despite the public perception of that being a great boon to the New York State with $700 million coming in, in fact, in most school districts, Race to the Top is itself an unfunded mandate in terms of what has to be spent to implement it.
Dr. Bruce Frazier with the Rural Schools Association says funding cuts combined with a new property tax cap means many of his member districts are squeezed financially almost to the breaking point. And he says schools have been running through the reserve funds at an alarming rate.
It's like using a credit card to stay in business once you're using your fund balance. When it's exhausted, we face real questions about how New York would proceed. There's no provision for bankruptcy or insolvency, but I can assure you some rural districts are headed toward that situation.
Governor Cuomo, who appointed most of the members of the commission, has said repeatedly that more money does not necessarily mean better schools. Cuomo frequently cites the statistic that New York is number one in school spending in the nation, but only number 38 in graduation rates. Many of those who testified expressed anger at those remarks and say they feel like they are under attack. Messner, with the Schoharie Teacher, says New York's graduation rates are lower because the state has higher standards. And he says good news about the state's schools is often buried.
It wasn't even celebrated or talked about. Important data, like New York being ranked first in education that businesses need to succeed by MSNBC, second in students successfully completing AP exams, third in the nation in overall education performance by Education Week.
Viola, with the Administrators Association, says there's been a lot of intense criticism of teachers and principals. He says it will drive the best and brightest away from the profession.
Right now, it's very popular to bash the education system, to bash teachers, to bash school administrators, and to spin information in many cases in a negative sort of direction.
Commission Chair Richard Parsons, who listened to all of the testimony, says he's not surprised by all of the complaints.
The people who testified to the problems, as opposed to the many positive things that are happening, because the purpose of these hearings is not just to pat ourselves on the back, but to really get under problems, find out what the solutions are, and then make recommendations to the governor to fix those problems.
The commission will issue its final report in December. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.